My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital for your good health. Today we need to learn as much as we can, probably more than any other time, because of the fact that we have a way of living that is not conducive toward good health. Well, I mean most of us. We do a lot of things that we love to do, but we know they're not good for us. We eat the foods we shouldn't be eating because we love them. And we live the lifestyles that we love because we can. But they still may not be as good as they could be. We love comfort zones because they're comfortable and familiar, but not always good for us. And we also know way down deep that we need to be making some changes. And we need to be making some of those changes, you know, as soon as we can, because sometimes getting a little bit ahead of the game is a really, really good thing, because there's nothing worse than having to make the change before you know you just kind of need to make the change. And the nice thing is you don't have to change everything in one day, and you don't have to do it on your own. I bring you the best tools, the best information, the best guest, and of course the relevant topics for today's world as it relates to our good health every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my great producer, every day all my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all done and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. So you have to just click on the archive icon, download the shows, and listen to them when it's convenient for you. Of course, you can always go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Also, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They've been around a long time. They're going to make sure that you get the right information, the best support and advice. Your questions will be answered. They have a fully packed store with only the highest quality products, so that when you finally decide to get healthy, you're not wasting your time and spinning your wheels, you know, and just not getting any kind of a result. You know, sometimes we don't want to hear what we need to hear about our health. We want the magic wand. We want the quick fix. We want to be able to get to where we need to go overnight, and we want to be able to fix years of problems in a blink. And it doesn't work that way. We have to take the time to do things right, to take the time to make ourselves as healthy as we can and make the changes that need to be made. But don't do it alone. You have great support at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And because they've been around for such a long time, they've really become a support system for the people that have been shopping there for decades, who bring their coworkers and their friends and their family every time they're visiting Las Vegas. They bring them to stay healthy because they want them to feel as good as they do. And that's what it's all about. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure you print a coupon to use on your next visit at the store. Leave your email address to start getting newsletters and give them a thumbs up, a like on Facebook, and stay connected for their daily posts, which are always enlightening, educational, and sometimes even reminding us something we used to know, but we might have forgot along the way. Well, today, Dr. Darren Starkey is with us. Dr. Starkey is a board-certified naturopath physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 28 years, he has been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath, has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within our bodies. While he is an advocate for great nutrition, he believes that good nutrition starts in the soil and that much of the world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure that proper nutrition is available to us through our food supply, because it's kind of hard to get what we want through our food any longer. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within our field as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals, and throughout his career, he has done many radio shows that have focused on his area of expertise. He is continually searching for new ways to educate people about the benefits of minerals and trace mineral supplementation and the task they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Dr. Starkey.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
I am wonderful. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be back.
Are you off this week? Are you traveling? What are you doing?
I just got back from China.
Wow, how'd it go?
It was amazing.
How is the mentality over there about minerals? Is it something that's new to them, or are they ahead of us?
I think that that's a loaded question. I think that, of course, they eat a lot of their foods raw. I lose a lot of weight when I go over. There's certain things I just won't put in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think that they're ahead of the curve because they don't eat a lot of, boxed or, a lot of what they eat there, Jeff, especially when it comes to seafood, is pretty fresh.
I got it. They think about things differently. They think about when it comes to the treatment of the body, treating the whole body and, letting the body have the tools that it needs to heal itself. And, their herbal medicines are still a lot ahead of us, because it's basically cultural there.
Yep.
But I just, minerals are different. We're not talking vitamins, we're talking minerals. How do they embrace minerals?
Well, I think that they also understand that their need, especially from a soil deficiency standpoint, because outside those major cities, I think it's 70% are still agricultural. There's a lot of farming done. I think that overall they're very open, and of course they understand the need. One thing that I would say is that from a cultural standpoint, they eat very little and they drink a tremendous amount of alcohol, and I think that that's their setback. And I think that any time that you consume a lot of alcohol, you need to load up on those minerals because, that alcohol is a diuretic and it will definitely strip you if you're not putting them back in on a consistent, balanced basis.
It's funny because, I've had friends that live in China and I have friends that have been there for a long time, and they will be the first to tell you, as the fast food American Western lifestyle of food has indoctrinated their country, and people have embraced it full force because they just love junk food.
Yep.
And they said that the health of their nation has dramatically changed
and
has the size of their waistlines.
I think that, the aging generation are still very culturally centered, but the new generation is the ones that are troubled. and I think that you're right. I think that, their wanting of fast food is and a fast way of life is going to catch up, and it already has. And so I think that from an educational standpoint, like you said, from a traditional mindset passed down from grandma, grandparents to parents to, of course, their children, they seem to fall back very easily in the understanding of what nutrition, what we're trying to do and reestablish there in their culture.
I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and it just reminded me how there is still a lot of teaching and educating to do. And it was someone that I know who's in the medical field and who is a physician. And I've known for a very long time, and it took forever just to get this individual to take a multiple vitamin, multiple mineral.
Sure.
And we were talking, somehow the topic of minerals came up, and we were talking about emergency room visits and how many people are deficient in magnesium and potassium. And he said, well, I've got that covered. I'm taking my multiple vitamin, multiple mineral. And I kind of stood back and I said, you do know that the minerals are in your multiple vitamin primarily to help you digest and assimilate and absorb your vitamins, that you're really not getting a mineral supplement. You really need to be taking them separately. And it was just this perplexing deer in the headlights look. And I said, you know, you do realize that this nation, because of the eroded soils and because of eating foods as good as you're trying to eat, even if you're doing it really well, we're still getting such a small portion of what we used to get from our foods as far as minerals. So we're running on a deficit, and at a much younger age than ever before. And so we had the conversation, and after about 30 minutes of question and answering back and forth, and I do love him dearly, he decided to go over to Stay Healthy and start using some trace minerals. But he totally was 100% thinking that because it said multivitamin, multimineral on his multiple, that he was getting everything he needed. So it made me think all the way home when I was driving, wow, I bet there's people that do think that still.
Well, I think the sad part is that, again, I keep hearing the same thing over and over, is that, you know, I'm changing my diet. I'm eating, you know, more fresh fruits and vegetables, but I think it has to go so much deeper, just like with our multivitamins, is that, you know, the number one selling supplement in the nation has been for decades is a multivitamin, because we automatically assume that everything that we need is in that favorite supplement of ours, right? And yet, I would say to the, you know, and especially those that are fantastic that we're changing our diets, fantastic that we're changing, you know, the fact that we're eating more fresh, but the question then becomes, you know, again, I think that that's in everything that we do, honestly, Jeff. If we just dig and think a little deeper, you know, where are the soils? Where are these foods coming from? And what I find fascinating is, I think I can buy, and again, this is when I'm in these other countries, I love to go shop their produce sections, and it's amazing to me how much U.S. produce are on the, you know, on their shelves. Yeah. And then I come back to our, you know, stateside, and I'm amazed at how many, you know, of our fruits and vegetables come outside our nation's boundaries. Mm-hmm. So the question again is, where are the soils? What are they being grown on and with? And are we doing enough to supplement? And I think that that's what I love about your passion. And that's what we do monthly, is to help them understand that there are supplements out there that we have the opportunity to take and to, of course, supplement with. And that's why we're here, is just to help that educational process.
Well, this leads into another question. And, you know, our United States soils, of course, are very depleted. How are the soils in China? I mean, they grow a lot of stuff there. Do they put stuff back in their soil? Is their soil healthier than ours is?
No.
And
and that's the key. That's the point. And they understand that. That, you know, there's a lot of people, not only, I mean, I was in Shanghai, and I'm astounded by how many people just live in Shanghai compared to, you know, how many people live in the, you know, in the United States, right? But they have, I think, a better understanding that, yes, we have to feed the masses, and a lot of their, you know, so I think that they're open to suggestion. They're open. I think that they have an understanding of what we're trying to address, both what can be done in the, you know, in their, on their fields, as well as what they can supplement with to protect their health.
You know, it is interesting to me, because I know people that have taken supplements for a long time and then brought in your trace minerals and started using them on a regular basis and have seen such dramatic changes. And obviously, the changes that you're going to feel using minerals are going to be things that you're going to feel in and around your body, whether it's in your muscles, your ligaments, in anti-inflammatory properties, to the strengthening, to the hardening of your teeth, to the strengthening of your bones, to the relaxing and the strength of your muscles, to helping you relax. I mean, your digestive system. Minerals are part of almost every enzymatic action in the body. And, you know, a lot of people are not going to walk up and say, wow, looks like you're taking minerals. No, you're going to be the one saying on the outside and thinking on the inside, wow, I'm taking minerals.
Right. You know, that's the sad part of our society right now, Jeff, is that I absolutely agree with what you said. Every function, every aspect of our existence deals with some form of mineral in combination and balance within, right? But they're just not sexy. You know, they're just not a sexy supplement that people, they're just not that nutrient that has that little wonderful twist that people go, wow, I just have to go out and get that. But once they start that consistency back to that, you know, foundational nutrition, every individual is so unique and so different. I absolutely love, Jeff, when these individuals will contact us and, you know, they always ask the same question. Are you sure, Dr. Starkey, there's no drugs in this product? And I understand what they're saying. You know, we've always assumed in our society, the way that we've been educated, that, you know, everything good and good feeling and well-being must come with a drug. And that's just, you know, so I get to address that question very, very quickly, that there are no drugs found in that, in these mineral products. But I also get to ask the question, why do you ask? Why do you ask if there's a drug? And it is amazing, Jeff, what these individuals identify with and what they've personally experienced. And to me, that's what keeps my cells and my, you know, the wind in my cells and keeps me pushing day in this educational process to help, even if it's just one individual a day. And that's what I love about your radio show, is that if we could just affect one individual in this hour to make a change with their health from a foundational standpoint, you know, I think we've done our job.
You know, I have a friend that was traveling, and I think she was going to Europe, and she's a huge, huge advocate of your line. She uses the trace mineral drops. She's always got the pocket packs on hand. She does a lot of sports, and she works with kids, and, you know, she's always handing them out, putting them in water bottles, and all of her teenage athletes are drinking them rather than Gatorade and all that garbage. But she told me this story. She was flying over to Europe the last time she flew, and there was a lady in her. She sits on the aisle in first class, and the lady next to her on the other aisle was having the hardest time. She couldn't get comfortable. And she started talking with her. She said, what's the problem? And she said, I just finished chemotherapy. And after I finished chemotherapy, my muscles always cramp up on me and yada, yada, yada. And I'm going over to see my family because I got a clear bill and I'd like to go celebrate with them a little bit. And it's a very long flight, obviously. And she was having such a hard time. And she said, would you like to try something that might help? And she says, I'll try anything. What do you got? So she opened up one of the pocket packs, put it in a little water, and shook it up, and then they poured it in a glass under some ice, and she just kind of drank it as just a nice drink. And she gave her two or three of them over a couple hours, and every time that she looked over, she was getting more and more comfortable, and her body must have been really depleted because it took a couple of them to really kind of quiet the muscles down. But then the lady looked over, and she said, I can't believe it. She said, my muscles feel just normal, and they're relaxed, and they feel like they're sleeping, and they're just mellow. Usually they're just on edge. And the rest of her trip was fantastic. And I found out later that the lady lives in the Las Vegas area. And when she got back, she went over and she met Marge and picked up some of them. And she takes two or three of them a day every day and started putting the liquid minerals in her water. And it's just been a dramatic difference for her. And, you know, you don't meet people and give them advice. You know, there's no coincidence. I think things are always meant to happen. And that's the way I look at life. And but how cool it was that you had one of your biggest fans there on the plane.
Well, I think that, you know, a wonderful story, and I think that I agree 100% with what you stated in your opening remarks, is that sometimes we're forced, because of our health issues, to ask the right questions, and sometimes the answers are very, very simple, and I find it very fascinating that oftentimes when dealing with these individuals in their crisis, that the very key pieces of their health are typically the, you know, the most overlooked. And I love the, you know, I hate that they have this notion that just because they're called trace minerals doesn't mean that they have a, you know, they don't have a huge value in your overall well-being, because they do. Even though they don't come in a large quantity, you know, a large number, I don't understand, and I think it's just the way we've been marketed to, that, you know, by nature, less is always best. It's I guess our human nature to think that more is always better. But I love when these individuals have these experiences, and I hate that under those circumstances, although it sounds like a happy, you know, clean bill of health, gets to go home and celebrate with her family, but understands that her body's still in need. And of course, listening to, by that individual watching, you know, knowing that something wasn't quite right, to be able to share the knowledge. And that's what I love about this industry.
You know, I do too. And, you know, there's nothing better than being able to hand over some information to somebody and they're able to benefit from it, or your timing just happens to be really, really perfect. And, you know, these products are great. And if I have to recommend that the pocket packs are the best way for people to get them in because of convenience and ease and taste and all that stuff, and they're going to use those a couple times a day, then that's what I'm going to recommend, because
sure,
we all know what we will do. We all know what we will stick with, and we all know what we won't do.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I think that that's what, you know, the power packs are, you've got 13 different flavors. You know, Trace Minerals have done a wonderful job, I believe, in spreading these flavors out across the board to try to at least entice, and if you, and like you said, intrigue those taste buds enough to try one. Right. We all have our favorite flavor. Some, of course, I like them all. Doesn't matter. You just give me one, I'm going to take it. But for those finicky family members, those children that no matter what you present or no matter what you prepare, they just won't try it, there's a flavor out there for them. And what I love about those power packs, Jeff, is that for, you know, from a mother, a nurturer, she can quarter it, half it. I mean, she can dose it in a manner in which is going to be right. You know, I don't question a mother's intuition. I just don't. But, you know, if it feels right to mom and she finds that halving or quartering a package is plenty for their child, so be it, but it's enjoyable. And that's a good thing, is that that's kind of our judge at these trade shows, is when we can hand it to a child and they can suck it down and ask for, you know, they can take it and ask for more. That's when we know we've done our job.
Question just came in. I'm reading this right now. And she says, I've been using the pocket packs for a long time. I take a couple every single day, 3 on my heavy cardio days. And I love the way they make me feel. I don't cramp anymore. My muscles feel good. My 17-year-old wants to take it. And I went ahead and I thought it was okay because they were pounding down synthetic Gatorade by the gallon. So mm-hmm. I figured this would be a better way. And they like them just as much. I never asked, do we need to stop taking these for a while, or can we just continue as they're part of our supplement regimen?
You know how I'm going to answer that, right?
Yes, I do.
Jeff?
Yes,
we've
I
been
do.
Doing this long enough together. you know, if you stop to think about it, and I'm just going to put it in this type of perspective for mothers and caregivers of all ages, you know, we lose about 2 cups of body fluid a day just by breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Just by breathing. And, of course, you don't see your breath often in Vegas, right?
Well, today we're going to.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going. The next 8 nights will be in the 30s.
Okay, so the next 8 nights, when you walk outside in that night light,
uh-huh.
that porch light, and you can see that perfect swirl of moisture that reaches out there 3 or 4 feet into the night's, you know, that is body fluid. And whether you can see it or not, it's, you know, right in the middle of your summers when it's 115 degrees, it's still there. You just can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that, you know, through respiration, perspiration, urination, defecation, especially in women during that time of the month, during that part of their life, there's a constant steady pull every single day. So the question I have is, Jeff, do you stop breathing after breakfast or perspiring after lunch? And even though it's cold, remember, your body is still, you know, perspiring, all, because if you think about it, Jeff, most of us, especially when it comes to electrolytes, we think that they're just a summertime support. But I believe that we deal with more dehydration and its effects during the wintertime than we ever do during the summertime, because you and I both know that during the wintertime, especially in Vegas, when it gets that cold at night, or when it starts that, you know, when we start feeling that bite in the air, we bundle up, we turn up our heat in our cars, in our, you know, in our homes, in our, you know, workplaces, wherever, and we quit drinking, or we don't drink enough. And to me, the question is, as long as you're breathing, these products are perfectly fine to maintain consistency.
Well, you know, and I agree with that 100%. And I love the idea that, you know, I think what happens, you know, Darren, is a lot of people get to the point where they think, you know, I'm getting such great results with this. Oh, my goodness, what if it stops?
Right.
What if it stops giving me the benefit? But that's like saying that you that you're eating fruits and vegetables that are organic and really good for you, and they're going to stop giving you benefit. So we just have to correct our mindset, realize that if we treat them like food and what we should be getting from our food, it's easier to remember how good they are for us.
Yep, that's a great point. And that's what I love about it. And I'm gonna correct, just, you say pocket pack, and that's a great, you know, concept, because you can put them in your pocket.
Uh-huh.
But on the box, it's the power pack. So I didn't want to confuse those individuals going in to Stay Healthy looking for a pocket pack when, in, you know, but that's the power pack in your pocket.
I love them. Exactly.
You can slide into your pocket or your purse or in your briefcase or in your suitcase. And I love the convenience of them.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that you can take them everywhere, because I've heard your, you know, your personal experiences for years now, mm-hmm. Jeff, where you carry more than enough for your own needs because you love sharing them with others that are in need. And that's what's wonderful about this product.
I use the pocket for subliminal.
I
figure they'll remember the pocket.
Everywhere you go, and I know you do.
I think they'll remember the pocket faster than the power.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, go by Stay Healthy. They've got all the flavors. It's a great opportunity for, you know, and especially if you have that, you know, that aging parent that just, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't drink enough, or, you know, struggling with night cramps or whatever it might be. This is a wonderful opportunity to educate them and use their taste buds against them.
We're talking with Dr. Darren Starkey today. We are talking about the amazing line of products from Trace Minerals Research. Of course, you can check out all the products at Stay Healthy. We'll be right back with Dr. Darren Starkey. I've got some of your questions we're going to pose to him today. And you know what? It's going to be nothing but great information coming your way. Don't go away.
Name your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor recommended, hospital accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smith's Town and Country Center.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects?
Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the products from Trace Minerals Research. Ask any questions you have. And, of course, don't forget about the Pocket Power Packs. I think I'll combine it together, and then that way we'll remember. And check out all the products that are available there. Remember, stay healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Dr. Darren Starkey with us today, and we're talking about this incredible line and trying to bring about the information that although in the summer we feel the heat and we feel the signs of dehydration, you may be surprised to know you're feeling them in the winter, but you're feeling them differently. We feel them in the winter in the wrinkling of our skin, in the fatigue in our muscles, in urinary tract and bladder and kidney infections because we're not drinking enough water, in our areas of constipation where we're not drinking the water, we're not getting the minerals. So you know what? You're feeling it in the winter too. You're just feeling it a little differently. And remember, minerals are a daily thing on our calendar all year long, not just during the summer months when you're sweating and feeling the heat. I know you agree.
I do. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that comment. I'd like to go back to it on the answer that you gave. You know, if we truly lived in a perfect world, perfect environment with a perfect balanced soil, we wouldn't be having this conversation because we would be drinking it within our waters, breathing it within the air, and, of course, eating it because of our foods being grown on it. So I love the fact that you brought it back to the food base, you know, foundational support because, again, who doesn't like to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And do we ever stop eating?
No. You know, it's funny. A friend of mine moved back down to Oklahoma and is a customer. And I guess he went to visit, and his family's been down there for a long time. And they said, you know, you might want to think about moving down toward Georgia. We've got some family land down there that's just sitting there. So he didn't even know it was in the family. So he went down there, and there was lots and lots of land, and I guess they gave everybody like 10 acres of their own. So he decided he was going to build a place on his 10 acres, and he did. And he said as he started planting trees and everything, he saw that the soil was the darkest, richest, most beautiful, he said almost delicious soil he'd ever seen. So he's putting all these trees in it. He decides to till up a little third-acre area to put in a garden. I guess he tilled it up and he put in the gardens and he said that the vegetables were gigantic. And he said, I bit into a tomato and it tasted like a real tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I couldn't believe it. Nothing had ever been done there. It's a very far out in the middle of nowhere. Hadn't been affected by, you know, anything negative, had never been worked. And he said, it's unbelievable. And he said, you know, the funny thing is, even after I closed up the garden and tilled everything back in, he goes, because my mind is, don't ruin it, I added all kinds of stuff to the soil and tilled it all in so it'd be ready for next year. And he said, what a difference. He said, I'll never buy vegetables again. I'll grow them.
Yep. And, you know, if we could take that topsoil that uncovered that hasn't been touched or disturbed and, you know, support this entire nation with it, which, of course, you and I both know, that's not going to happen.
Of course.
But he has a perfect understanding of why we're supplementing, and this educational process is continuing because ultimately, Jeff, my greatest passion with this concept is teaching a single parent who can't support a growing family with organic foods and vegetables, you know, fruits and vegetables, but can't not afford to support themselves and their growing family for pennies on the dollar. And that's what I love about the concentrate mineral drops.
You know, I remember when my mother used to have her garden, and I would come back, you know, from college, and I'd spend the summer, and I'd work in the summer, then go back to school. And I remember I'd come back, and the garden would be just fully growing, just beautiful. And then into the spring and the summer, and then into the fall. And you could actually go there and sit in the middle of the garden and reach in any direction and grab something and eat it right off the vine.
Right.
Nothing tastes like that today.
No.
You know, even if you buy, like, heirloom tomatoes today, and they're organic, they – unless you put some spice or something on it, some Himalaya sea salt or something, there's very little flavor anymore. And, you know, I talk to friends that travel the world, and they go to places like Greece, and they go to Europe, and they go to Asia, and they say that many times, depending on where they are, they'll order a dish where the vegetables taste really good. But the consistency, and that's why I asked you about China and their soil, they say the consistency is, unless there's flavors added to it, there's no taste to vegetables
right.
anymore.
Right. I think that the question then becomes, you know, we're hearing more and more of this as far as concerns, you know, GMOs, all these different titles now that we are concerned with because we know that they're not being grown naturally. And of course, again, it's not, I guess that's the topic at hand now, Jeff, is that until we get back to soil building, as a part of our human building and well-being, that's where this knowledge has to, we have to gather this knowledge. We have to educate ourselves to protect ourselves and our families in the future.
Here's a question that just came in. It says, my walking group and I are now listening to the show. We do listen frequently. We get up and we walk the mall early in the morning. I started using the no muscle cramps, and it's been really good for me. But all my friends, there's 9 of them here, want to know about this. Could you have your guests talk about it?
Sure.
Cool.
No, and that's something that we literally, I mean, when you look at all the different products that Trace Minerals offers, we offer them in no flavored liquids. We offer them in tablets. We offer them in shot type approaches, like like many people like to reach for that 5-hour energy, which I don't want to throw that, you know. But we have what's called electrolyte stamina shots. So we've gone with a no, you know, caffeine approach, but we focus specifically on the electrolytes to help give that support. We have keto, you know, approved products, especially with so many living that lifestyle today, and of course the no muscle cramps. And what's fascinating, you know, again, when you break them down and you look at these different formulations, they're very similar to products that have been out there for decades, but we just had to change the approach as to how to reach the general public. Mm-hmm. And with the no muscle cramps, again, Jeff, that's just a non-flavored liquid electrolyte that has that emphasis on those major key electrolytes along with those trace minerals. But what a wonderful approach. We have products out there, Jeff, that have swimmers and runners and bikers, and you know, and what's fascinating is that the reason why we come out with no muscle cramps is that a lot of our population that are suffering from night cramps, you know, they look at these different products and go, well, I'm not an athlete, that can't be good for me.
Yep.
And so we just kind of changed our approach and that formulation and put that name so that it reached out to those specific, so that we know that we don't have to be an athlete to benefit from that electrolyte balance, and that's where the no muscle cramp product was birthed.
Well, you know, kind of the same idea as protein powders over the years. Everybody thought you had to be a bodybuilder to take
Correct.
Protein. They didn't think of it as food. They thought of it as a bodybuilding supplement. So,
yep.
You know, kind of the same mentality.
Exactly. And you know what? Whether you take it as an athlete or you take it as a serious, we have so many different types. You know, I love when these individuals say, well, I'm not a serious athlete. Well, I think that just for the mere fact that you're up and moving and you're making that effort daily, hey, that's fantastic, but we still have to support ourselves. And to me, that's where, you know, whatever key piece, whether it be the name or whether it be the formulation or one specific I pose another question at our listeners today. You show me in nature where you can eat a seed, a nut, a grain, a fruit, or a vegetable that just has one specific element in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It doesn't exist. It's no, nature doesn't grow a specific fruit that just has potassium. Although when you say potassium, most of your potassium, those that have educated themselves, they'll say, well, that's not true. But, you know, bananas. Well, again, bananas have, yes, they have, but they have potassium. But if you break it down, if you look at, you know, what a banana offers, it's not just potassium. It has a whole array of, you know, different minerals found within that fruit. So, again, that's our point to that, is that it's not one specific. It's that whole balanced approach, and that's where I believe that our, you know, our consumers today are benefiting from this electrolyte approach.
Talk about your greens pack. I know it wasn't on my list today, but, you know, it's just, I think it's important because where the importance of minerals are there, the importance of greens are there. And who hasn't been told, yelled at, screamed at, or had to sit at the table till midnight till you ate your greens at least once in your life?
Exactly. I mean, I guarantee you that we could, you know, especially when we're lecturing and we said, how many of you have had that experience where mom, you know, when you were younger, put spinach on your plate or Brussels sprouts or cabbage or broccoli and, of course, or peas. You know, everybody has that green vegetable that, you know, can make them gag if you think about it long enough that, you know, your parents made you, forced you to eat. Well, you know what? Our children today are so incredibly finicky. You know, if it doesn't have a yellow consistency with cheese on it, there's a lot of children that just won't, you know, won't eat what you prepare. So what they've done is that they've put together, I think, an amazing, you know, greens product that, one, you just mix it with water and it tastes fantastic. But, you know, for caregivers, they love to put, you know, and I love what they do. We have what's called, in this series, we have a reds pack, a greens pack, and, of course, we kept with the pack. You can go ahead and call it pocket pack, because that's what's wonderful about this, is that a mother could put this in her back pocket, mix it with a little bit of juice, and give her child what would be the equivalent of about, you know, 15 servings of fruits and vegetables, per se, as far as from an ORAC value, in that one little packet. And they suck it down like, you know, they don't have to fight about the broccoli or the... But what I also love, and this might sound a little disgusting to our first-time listeners, but, you know, we have a chocolate pack. And what we did is we took the same green formula, but instead of green, we mixed it with cocoa. And I got to be honest, Jeff, that one changed my life as a father, because I've got one child out of my four that, you know, you couldn't force him to drink a greens drink, and he's been raised around it, right?
Uh-huh.
But we would mix a little bit of almond milk with that chocolate greens, and he thought he was having a treat, such as a cup of, you know, chocolate milk, and I would turn and laugh and smile, because as he was drinking it, I knew the benefit of it. So there's some wonderful products that Trace offers that can be kind of that mother's gotcha product or that father's gotcha product, both with our 5-year-olds or our 105-year-olds. It really doesn't matter, but we have the approach. So this is interesting, Jeff. So in the at the trade shows, we'll have the greens, the red, and the chocolate, okay?
Yep.
And we are at the National Health Food Convention, where most of these individuals are very well educated because they're just like you, they worked in the industry. What fascinated us is that the reds and the chocolate would disappear as fast as we could mix it. But the greens, we had to basically force it out there because we've all had that personal experience with the greens that, you know, my kids always tease me and say, Dad, but you do things that make a billy goat puke. And I don't mean to make our listeners, you know, squirm, but I do things because I know they're good for me, not because they taste good to me. But True. For my children, I have to think differently. I have to be able to, you know, overcome those taste buds to help them with their health. And these are three wonderful products that we can do that with when it comes to getting nutrition into our all ages. I don't care what age they are.
The chocolate is really good. I've had it in almond milk. I've had it cold and I've had it warm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for people that think, and that it is true, because I know parents that have said, you know, when I gave it to the kids and they were drinking it, they were just like kind of looking at their mom thinking, well, maybe she forgot and just gave us chocolate milk.
Right. You know, when we typically don't give our children chocolate milk, and all of a sudden they get a cup of chocolate milk, and it's sad to me, because sometimes my kids will look at me as though I know that there's balance in all things, but if I can make that balance a healthier balance, and if I can make that a healthier choice, you know, I have a 22-year-old daughter who I have to constantly remind to take her trace minerals, constant, steady, you know, but she will always ask for her chocolate grains. That's her product of choice, and as long as she's taking, you know, something that I know is good for her, you know, I have a little peace of mind, because I can't make their choices for them.
That's true. That's true. And the thing about it is a lot of people may just say, this just tastes really, really good. Yeah, there's greens in it, but I take it because it tastes good.
Right. And you know what? If it tastes good, but it helps you, you know, put those needed nutrients in, hey, I think it's great.
I do too. Another question just came in. It says, oh, okay, this is a good question. It says, my child is not allowed to have chocolate. Can they have this with, is this a natural chocolate? Is it different?
No, that's a great question. So this is just a natural cocoa, and of course we use the fruit blend within you know, the powder, which is, again, we don't have enough time to go through all of them, but you know, whether it be, you know, the pomegranate fruit, the strawberry fruit powder, the raspberry fruit, we use the sweetness of that fruit powder to help, you know, of course, with the taste, to help that cocoa taste sweet. But like I said, they did a fantastic job, because you can literally, it just has 1 gram of sugar per packet.
Oh, that's
and
nothing.
So that's something that for those individuals that are counting calories or whatever might be the case, this is a wonderful. And now me personally, I have family and friends that mix it, the cocoa, mix, you know, the chocolate greens in water, and they love it.
Huh.
I don't like it in water. I just can't get myself to think that, but, you know, mix it with a little bit of almond milk or whatever preference you have that way, rice milk. What a wonderful treat it is. And I'll go a step further. So we have women who are on some, you know, and I should say men, but they're on some pretty strict regimens, whether it be a training regimen or a diet. What I love is that they, you know, they'll mix this in almond milk or water, whatever they choose, and they'll put that mixture into the freezer. And there's a guilt-free chocolate ice cream, or, you know, a chocolate pop, and again, however you want to look at it. So I, again, love how our nurturers will go about different methods of delivery so that their families look to it more like a treat than a supplement, and they can have to mind why they're enjoying it.
This just came in. It says, I hope you get this in before the show is over. It's on topic. I buy regular yogurt, and I mix in the chocolate greens into it, because if you mix it, it actually turns it into chocolate yogurt. Yep. And my kids love it. They won't do smoothies. They don't like chocolate milk, but they love chocolate yogurt.
And to me, what a marvelous way to mask the greens, put it in something that they enjoy, and, you know, they look to it like a, you know, like that consumer just shared with us, something that their kids enjoy, and mom and dad can smile with, you know, knowing that what they're doing for their children. Now, again, I say this lightly, you know, that Reds pack, I think every you know, baby boomer was raised on Red Punch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that when you mix that Reds pack, it is as red. I mean, it will turn your, if you got to be careful, it'll turn those lips, you know, give you the big happy smile on the corner of those, in the corner of your mouth if you're not careful. But it does have an amazing, you know, balancing. As far as the whole product is concerned, there's some, not only is it an amazing taste, but an amazing antioxidant, but again, whatever that individual enjoys, whether it be the, I know very few people that just love the deep, deep, deep green when it comes to introducing them to the nutritional industry, but they won't hesitate with a Reds or a chocolate.
One real quick question before we run out of time. It says, this is my first cold winter that I'm actually continuing with the trace minerals. I was one of those people that only took them in the summer. Do I continue the same way I do it in my water bottles every day? Do I change my dosage or just consider every day the same?
Oh, continue every day as the same. And, of course, I would just encourage that if, you know, your body feels a little stressed because of the weather or you have a stressful day, to increase that just like you would during the summertime. But that's a great question. By the way, with those power packs during the wintertime, why not mix it with a little warmer water and use it to you know, and sip it.
Oh, that's
sip
nice.
It like a wonderful, you know, I hear these individuals that sip, you know, lemon water warm during the wintertime.
Huh.
Well, we could do the same thing with those power packs, turn it into like a cold and flu sip and enjoy it right to its last sip and still get the benefit of those electrolytes.
Well, I want to thank you, my friend. I hope you and yours have a great holiday week, and I look forward to our next chat. Have a safe, healthy holiday.
Thank you, and I know, Jeff, thank you for your friendship. We have so much to be thankful for, and I think that on topic, we have a lot to be grateful for, our health, and thank you for the opportunity.
My pleasure. Be well, my friend.
Yep.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey, representing Trace Minerals Research. Remember all the products that we talk about, the pocket power packs, of course, the liquid electrolytes, the tablets, the no cramp, leg cramp formulas, all of the magnesium products. There's just so many. You can ask anyone at the store and they will actually be able to answer your questions for you and make sure that everything you need is available there, and even tell you how to use things correctly and how to get the benefits out of the products you're using. That's what Stay Healthy is all about. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley? They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, bringing great knowledge, bringing so much experience and education, and helping us take away the misinformation and the confusion, because it shouldn't be this confusing to get healthy. Because I'll tell you what, it's not confusing to get unhealthy. You know, it just kind of comes very easily to us, whether it's diet or activity or stress or whatever we're doing every day that's causing us to be not so healthy and heading in the unhealthy direction. So you would think, hopefully, that getting healthy would be easy. But I think for a lot of us, we have a tendency to buy into too much of the misinformation, not get good results, and then throw our hands in the air and just don't think that there's anything that would possibly work for you. That's the difference between going to Stay Healthy and going somewhere else. At Stay Healthy, you get the education, the information, and then you are choosing everything from a full-service store, fully packed with the best of the best products to choose from. You're only picking from the good stuff, which means better success, better information, a better game plan, a check and balance place that you can come back to and talk with your favorite people at the store, and, you know, and create great relationships, because there's nothing more important than this. I don't care what you do, how successful you are at it, how well you're known, and what a difference you've made in the world in your industry. If your health goes and you're not focusing on your health, everything else just falls away. Because if you don't have the health to be able to live this amazing life that you've created, then, you know, what good is it? So really it comes down to resetting our priorities and choosing the best products and keeping ourselves healthy and making ourselves a priority. And that's something we should do. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're going to help you do it. And they're going to be there when you need them, to make sure that your questions are answered and you're choosing the right products correctly. Stay Healthy. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Of course, make sure you print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. Leave your email address so that you can actually start getting newsletters and information. Stay connected to the store. Give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. It's all about getting educated and staying connected. I want to thank you all for tuning into the show today, 8 to 9, Monday through Friday. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer, all of my shows are recorded, archived, and put on my webpage every day, drjeffreyburke.com, so you can download the podcast when it's convenient for you. Remember to check out all the products from Trace Minerals Research. Have a great day. Do something awesome. Dress warm. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.